Your emotions are also going to help you tap into your instincts and your intuition. And so the more that you bring a space for your personal emotions and feelings and instincts to have a voice.
Welcome to Vitality Evolutions Podcast. Discover life-changing advice and insights from lifestyle, fitness, and nutrition experts on how to achieve a healthy, fit body, and a powerful, vibrant mind. Feel stronger and live longer. Are you ready to rejuvenate your body, mind, and spirit? Hello and welcome to Vitality Evolution. I'm very happy to introduce you to today, Bambi Corso. Today we'll be talking about how we can pay attention to our dreams, and by doing so, that actually can help us stay healthier, happier, and really support our overall well-being. So an exciting and interesting topic. You can reach out to Bambi at bambicorso.com. That's BAMBICORSO.com. With no further ado, Bambi, how are you doing?
Hi, Wolf. I'm great. Thank you so much for having me. I'm really, really excited to be here today.
Yeah, so today we'll be talking about dreams, but maybe before we jump into the topic, give us a little bit of an idea about yourself, your passion, and all that good stuff.
Okay. Well, I've been interested in dream work since I was about 15 years old. At that time, I had one dream that really, really startled me, and I thought, you know, there's got to be so much more to this than I know. And so that has started a lifelong passion and pursuit of understanding dreams better and just learning how to incorporate them into my life. So that's been the dream work. I've been in executive management positions most of my life as far as my corporate work. And so I do a little bit of both. I'm also a life coach. So I keep myself busy doing a lot of fun things.
All right. So talking about dreams, so what are some of the suggestions that you have that could help us to recall our dreams?
So everybody, a lot of times I'll hear people say that they don't have any dreams. And the truth is everybody is dreaming every night. We have between 4 and 7 dreams. And it's really just learning to pay attention to and start learning how to remember them. So they're kind of like a muscle, right? So, you know, you go to the gym, you lift your weights, you slowly start developing your muscle, and it's like a dream memory muscle. So the more that you pay attention to wanting to, more that you set your intention, the better your recall will become. So some of the tips are keeping a blank notebook with a pen and a flashlight right next to your bed. That helps set the intention that to your subconscious that I want to remember my dreams. Another thing you can do is as you're falling asleep at night, just start repeating to yourself, I will remember my dreams. I will remember my dreams. And the third tip is just start really getting interested in dreams. Find a book that resonates with you. Watch a documentary. Just start reading up. I mean, do some Google searches on dreams. I mean, it's fascinating. You can find so much, but it starts getting into your subconscious that way, and it starts getting you more interested and curious about dreams, and that will help you to remember them as well.
Now, some people may say dreams are just dreams, you know, sometimes they're so great, crazy and so abstract, but, you know, what kind of lessons, or are there lessons in those dreams that we possibly can learn something from?
Yes, absolutely. I think, you know what, dreams are so personal, Wolf, and as we learn to get to know our own dream imagery, we start to understand these stories that are playing out a little bit better. They do come off as really bizarre and really, really crazy until we start working with them. And what you start doing is looking for kind of the pieces or the storyline of the dream. So for example, you might, this is the common, right? Who, what, where, when, and why? You can go through those questions. Who's in the dream? Where is it taking place? What's happening? And start learning a little bit about your own personal imagery, and that makes a huge difference in these bizarre scenarios, because you're starting to see different things that become similar over time, or maybe the same type of people. For example, so a common dream thing would be somebody being chased. or whatever that they have to defend themselves is falling apart in their hands and they're not able to do that.
Right.
When you start seeing that showing up over, you know, a month or 6 months or many, many years, you can start working with that from more of an energetic standpoint. Even what is it that I might be running from? What is it that I'm fearful of? What is it that I'm feeling might be, you know, chasing me down in my life that I may not be dealing with? So it's really about learning your own personal dream images.
I see. So how can people learn to work with their own dreams? Like, what are some of the specifics, for example, maybe based on a couple of examples, you know?
Okay. I'll give you some examples from the book that I'm writing, because this is really simple to do. The first thing is just engage your curiosity. So even before that, actually, you mind if I'm going to just speak really quickly about journaling your dreams, because the very, very first step in working with your dreams is writing them down. And people will wake up in the morning and they'll think, you know, I'll remember that. I don't have to write that dream down. And then 2 hours later, it's gone. So the very first thing is get in a habit of first thing in the morning, before you turn on your TV, your phone, before you do anything, and just sit and write down whatever it is that you remember about your dreams. Mm-hmm. That's step number one. When it comes to journaling, there's one tip that changes everything. People tend to write their dreams in the past tense. So for example, I dreamed that I was locked in a jail cell and it was cold and dark and damp. If you write it in the present tense, a lot of times that alone will give you an aha moment about the dream and try to and kind of speak to what it's speaking to, because you're bringing it into the here and now. So for example, with the same example, if I use it in present tense, I am in a jail cell and it is cold and it is dark and it's damp. If I feel myself in the jail cell that I had in the dream now versus putting it in the past, I might be able to say, you know, I really do feel kind of locked in, caged in. Maybe there's something with work where I'm feeling like, you know, I can't get out. I'm stuck, you know. So putting things in the present tense will make a big, big difference for people while they're journaling. One last thing on the journaling, and then I'll go kind of to the tips. The other thing, make sure to add the emotions. That gets left out of a lot of writing of people's dreams. And not just, you know, I was happy or I was sad. Really, really notice how you're feeling. And this really ties in a lot to the life force and the vitality and health that, you know, you're mentioning at the very beginning here. If you start writing down your emotions and really start tuning into yourself, I mean, you're... Dream work gives you the ability to really tap into a higher knowing that we all have, you know, and we may not be conscious of it, but there's a part of us that knows and a part of us that comes out in the dream time. So writing down emotions is a crucial piece to learning to work with your dreams, because it shows you how you're truly feeling. Dreams are truth tellers. They don't mask how you're truly feeling about something, because the ego is not at play when you're asleep, right? So after the journaling, start just paying, watch what's happening with curiosity in the dream. Begin to bring a attentive mindfulness to what is happening, and notice where your eyes are naturally drawn as you're writing the dream. What is it that catches your attention, that gets you interested, that makes you curious, that kind of leads down its own road? You don't always have to know every single piece of the dream, Wolf. You can just, you know, follow the piece that really engages your curiosity. And that's a great place to start. The next thing is then to, you know, like I've mentioned, explore your emotions. Really see how you're feeling. Notice what is coming up for you. Your emotions are also going to help you tap into your instincts and your intuition. And so the more that you bring a space for your personal emotions and feelings and instincts to have a voice, the more likely you are to start understanding why dreams are starting to show up and why some of these bizarre images are coming out. The third thing is follow the tracks. And what I mean by that, so the book that I'm writing is called Dream Tracking. And the whole idea of dream tracking is really learning to, it's the practice of journaling and exploring and recording your dreams and then noticing where things are similar, where you start seeing the same person, where the same number starts showing up, where similar themes start playing out. And I don't mean recurring dreams, that's something different, but only through journaling the dreams are you going to start noticing where there are similarities and where there are things that are trying to get your attention. So follow mm-hmm. the tracks. And for me, when it comes to a big dream, which, you know, we've all had at least a couple of those in our lifetime, a dream that stays with us sometimes for a week, a month, sometimes an entire lifetime, something so strong and so powerful that we never forget it. When it comes to important dreams that really, really affect you, I like to do what I call honor the dream. And that is to do something on behalf of the dream. And the reason for that is we're taking something from the invisible world in the dream time and we're making it manifest here in the waking world, something that will kind of bridge this higher knowing that we're experiencing with our day-to-day life. And then there's something about that that grounds the dream image. And it helps for us to say, you know, dreams, I'm paying attention to you. I honor you, I respect, thank you for coming, thank you for sharing. And it gives them a space for our gratitude in the waking world. And that could be as simple as, let's say I dream of a lion. So I could just go on the internet, I could look up a beautiful picture of a lion, I could print it out and I could keep it at my desk all day. That would be one way of honoring the dream. If I was a painter, I could paint the lion. I could write a poem about the lion. I could watch a documentary. The idea is to keep the energy of the dream image alive during your waking time. To really
now,
give
what
it
if
a
it's
space.
A negative dream? But what if it's a negative dream or something? You want to manifest that more and more?
Well, that's a whole nother thing. So our nightmares are definitely... Here's the interesting thing about nightmares. Nightmares will come and just, they, you know, they scare us, they shock us. Nightmares are generally not something that just show up out of nowhere. Usually, something will have been happening in our dream time or even in our waking life prior to that that was giving us little signals about something that perhaps we should have been listening to or some decision we made that, oh, maybe it wasn't totally right for us. Something will happen generally before you get this big shakeup in the form of a nightmare that is really saying, look, I really need your attention to this right now. So in the nightmares, you know, my suggestion would be find an image that is not the scary image in the dream. Maybe there's, look for a point of light or color. Maybe you're dreaming of you know, the lion or the tiger, but off in the distance you happen to see a sunset. Maybe bring your attention to something that's a little bit more palatable to work with during the day so that you're not so deeply affected, but still stay curious about the dream image itself. You know, it's kind of like it can help balance out a very scary or negative dream image because we mm-hmm. still want to work with the nightmares. But a lot of times we just have to find a way to do that where we can get into the dream without it being so scary that we just shut down.
Yeah. So let's assume we have done that for, you know, a few weeks and we've journaled and we kind of identified some patterns, some similarities, as you suggested. What do? Do we go online on the internet? Do we contact you? Like, how do we get a handle of that to kind of see if there's something that we can use, you know, or learn?
Well, about? Yes, you, I mean, certainly you could reach out to somebody like me who does dream work, but really what I try to teach people, Wolf, is to work with, really learn to work with their own dreams, find a dream partner, there's certain amount of dream work we can do by ourselves, and there's certain dream work I think that we definitely do have to take out and get help with from other people, mm-hmm. because we need somebody to reflect the dream back to us. And just speaking about a dream sometimes will make all the difference in the world, just talk it through. When we're talking about, you know, like let's weave in the vitality and health aspect here, and what do we do with the dream? If I'm paying attention to my dreams, and my dreams are showing me, for example, that, you know, maybe I'm stuck in mud. I can't get out of the mud. I'm crawling. I can't move, or I can't scream. I'm not being heard. When you have a dream image like that, you can kind of quickly tell that, you know, there is some place in my life where I really don't feel heard, or I'm feeling very stuck or sluggish, or my energy is low. And you can use your dreams to gauge where you are operating from in your waking life. And I think it helps us to reflect on our life force energy because of the type of imagery that we're having. So mm-hmm. that's, you know, that's something I do with mine. I mean, I will check. I might think I feel okay in a, you know, some given week, and I have a dream that says, yeah, but not really, because there's a little something else percolating out, you know, under the surface or inside that you haven't quite dealt with. So a lot of this is really learning to notice the nuances of your own energy field, how you are feeling, how you're feeling emotionally, physically. Dreams speak to us on every level of being, you know, whether it's mental, emotional, physical, or spiritual. They are addressing everything, and oftentimes at the same time, because dreams are actually a multi-dimensional phenomena. They can hit all these areas of our life at once we bring our mindfulness to them and we start working with them.
Interesting. Well, a lot of information, and definitely an interesting topic for people that do want to explore their dreams and what they can entail and how they can change and even affect your life. So something to definitely think about. Bambi, thank you so much for joining us today. Again, people can reach you at bambicorso.com. Thank you again. Do you have any closing thoughts for us today?
You know, the only thing is, if people want a download of some tips on how to remember dreams, there's a link if you just sign up for my newsletter on my website. And okay. I just, you know, I really think that it's interesting. We're in a very interesting time in life right now. A lot of us are staying home, and this gives us a great opportunity to do some self-reflection and really tune in to ourselves and how we want to manifest our life and who we want to be. So dream work can help you.
Thank you so much, Bambi. Be safe, and thanks again for joining. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.